to match your home's exterior, the Gutter Guy manufactures and installs 5, 6, and 7-inch seamless gutters. For repairs or gutters for the entire house, Gutter Guy is ready to serve all your rain drainage needs. Gutter Guy, a corporate underwriter of WCNO, is available at 334-3139.
Welcome to Extreme Faith with Dr. Gerard Curry, Senior Pastor of Christ Family Church in beautiful Port St. Lucie, Florida.
God is changing His church. We better get this very clear in our minds. We, the church, us bodies in here, are the church, not the building, right? We, His church, it's His church. He's touching His church, and He's changing His church from the inside out. He is changing His church from the inside out. Amen. And we're looking for manifestation from the outside in. No, it's happening from the inside. God is doing stuff with His church in the world today, inside the people. Amen. And I'll tell you what, He needs to, and He knows He needs to. I mean, He's God, right? Because when you look at the world and where we're at right now, sweet Lord, the church needs to now take its rightful place. We need to now stand on our watch, and we need to be on our watchtower. We need to be at the gates of the city. We need to be saying what's allowed in, what's allowed to stay, and what's allowed out.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. But we got to change on the inside. We got to know that there's been fire. Amen. The day of Pentecost came in my life. Amen. I don't know about you. What were you expecting? Yeah. Just all of a sudden rushing winds and fire flying around in the heavenlies, and you know, all of a sudden, no. My day of Pentecost came, I went to the altar crying because I wanted to get saved, and I left there still crying the same way. Nothing changed that I knew, of. Amen. But boy, I had Pentecost on the inside. Amen. I had Pentecost, the Holy Spirit came and He sat on me.
Amen.
Amen. I only got the tongues later on down the line. Probably a year later, maybe, I think. And no one prayed for me when it came. They were praying for someone else. And I'm listening to this Lord, and boom, there I go. Amen. But the Holy Spirit fell on me. My Pentecost came the day I said, I accept Jesus Christ as my Lord and Savior.
Come on. Amen.
Amen. And so God is changing His church from the inside out. And the fire is not just an emotionalism thing. It's not emotions. Amen. Get outside of your emotions.
Amen.
A lot of people often think their emotions are God speaking to them, or is God speaking to them. They get a feeling. I got a feeling. There's a song like that or something, right? A feeling everything's going to be all right. That's a feeling. That's an emotion.
Amen.
You want God. And too often, we get an emotion. Ooh, she's pretty. He's handsome. Ooh, I need to take the job. Ooh, I need to buy the car. That's emotional because the car has like got everything you're thinking of that you want. And the woman, she's got everything you're thinking of. Right? That's emotionalism. And then we think God's talking to me because of my emotional feelings. I mean, think about how many things you bought or did through emotions. And now you're sitting with it. Now, a good example of how God combines the Word and the Spirit. Go with me to Ezekiel 37. In Ezekiel 37, you're going to see how it describes the vision, which it talks about, is pertaining to Israel. But don't forget, we've been grafted in. It pertains to us as well. Ezekiel 37. And often scriptures have a twofold or even threefold application. But this one was pertaining to Israel, but is now talking to us as well. So Ezekiel, he had the vision of the dry bones. And that vision of the dry bones could be you, and or it can be the church today. You know, a lot of people have come with this replacement theology, and they're saying that Israel is the church. So when God talks about Israel, He's talking about the church. That is from hell, because then it takes Israel out of the running.
Yeah.
And now the church is everything God's concerned about. Forget Israel. Watch out.
Amen.
Watch, there's replacement theology. That every time Israel is mentioned in the Bible, it's talking about the church, not Israel. That's a lie from the pit of hell. And look at what's happening, the anti-Semitism taking place in the world today again because of this kind of thinking and talking. Amen. So Ezekiel 37, verse 1, I'm reading from the New Living Translation, and it says it this way. The Lord took hold of me, and I was carried away by the Spirit of the Lord to a valley filled with bones. So, first and foremost, God gets a hold of Ezekiel. And then the Spirit takes him into the valley filled with bones. So, we see now that God is the one bringing some vision to Ezekiel. It's all God. It's not the pizza. All right, verse 2. He, who? He, the Spirit of the Lord. Who's the Spirit of the Lord? The Holy Spirit that came on our Pentecost Sunday, right? Amen. He led me all around among the bones that covered the valley floor. They were scattered everywhere across the ground and were completely, completely, completely dried out. In other words, they were dead. There was no hope. Amen. Even the dogs left the bones. There's nothing to gnaw on, nothing, right? Then he asked me. Now, when God asks you a question, he's not looking for information. You know that. He's not looking for information if he asks you something because he knows everything. He knows everything. He's everywhere and he's all powerful. So he's not looking for some information. Amen. Where were you last night and what did you do? Now you're hiding what you did and you don't want to tell him. He knows. He was there. Then he asked me, son of man. Remember Jesus called himself son of man how many times? That was talking about himself as the earthly person. But then he was son of God as well. Watch out. Son of man, can these bones become living people again? Can they become living people again? Now remember, they're dead, very dry bones, scattered all over the valley. And he says, oh, sovereign Lord. I replied, you alone know the answer to that. Amen. So when God asked him, can they live again? He wasn't trying to get information. Amen. He was trying to stir up something in Ezekiel to do something for the future. So he says, you alone know the answer to that. Listen, it's really a good thing to get that mindset that God alone knows about every sickness, that God alone knows about every disease, that God alone knows about every problem that you're facing. He alone knows it. Amen. And he knows why you're facing the problem. True. He knows why you're sick. You don't just get sick. There are reasons people get sick. They don't look after their bodies. They just eat anything they want. They go out with hardly any clothes on in the middle of winter. There's a variety of reasons why people can get sick. They're not in faith and they're going, yes, someone with flu, and they get flu because they believe they're going to get it. So he knows every sickness and he knows why you got it. Oh, you don't think God knows why you got it? Amen. He knows the sickness. He knows how to cure it, but doesn't know why you got it. He knows everything. He knows, you know, this one got me the one time when I first read it. He knows my thoughts before I think them. He knows my thoughts before I think them. He knew I was going to say that twice. Come on. I didn't know I was going to say it once. Amen. Amen. I mean, seriously, who is this God? We can't put him in a little box. He knows our thoughts before we think them. Wow. So he says, oh, sovereign Lord, good answer. You alone know the answer to that. That's a good answer to give God. Verse 4. Then he, God, said to me, speak a prophetic message to these bones and say, dry bones, listen to the word of the Lord. So God tells him what to do. Right? Now God's teaching us now as well. And Jesus taught us as well. He said, say to the mountain, be removed. Remember those words? And many others. But he said to me, God said to me, speak a prophetic declaration or message to these bones. And yeah, I'm going to tell you what to say. Because if he said, speak a prophetic declaration to these bones, he might have said, woo, you're dead. Woo-hoo, you're dry. Woo-hoo, you are sun-blenched, bleached. That's what he might have said. So he says, speak a prophetic word to these dead, dry bones, and here's what you're going to say. Listen. Listen to what? Listen, oh God, to the word of God, the word and the spirit. Listen to the word of God. Right there, the spirit took him out. Don't forget. It was the spirit who took him out. And he said, listen to the word of God. Jesus became the word of God. Well, he was the word of God, right? Amen. So that time, Jesus wasn't, they didn't know about Jesus yet, besides Abraham saw him in a vision. But they didn't know truly, David wrote about him, but they didn't know Jesus. They didn't know that way. God gave them prophetic visions and things like that. But yeah, the Holy Spirit is saying, listen and speak the word of God. And that's the problem with so many of us. We don't speak the word of God. We speak the word of emotionalism. We speak the word of feelings. We speak the words of anger. We speak the words of hatred. We speak the words of lust. We speak the words of fear. We speak the words of doubt. Those are not the word of God. And God is saying, if you want these dead, dry bones to do anything in your life, you better speak what I say. Don't speak what you feel. So he says, tell these dry bones, listen to the word of the Lord. Verse 5, this is what the sovereign Lord says. Look, I am going to put breath into you and make you live again. Wow. Now, Ezekiel could not, if God wasn't available and God wasn't doing this, he could not have said, I'm going to make you live again. He says, speak the word of God, and here's what you say, I am going to make you live again. I, the great I am, am going to make you live again. And we need to speak the word of God over sick bodies when they attack. When we get attacked, we need to speak the word of God. By the stripes on his back, I'm healed. When there's no money, he supplies my every need. Stop speaking what your emotions tell you to speak and speak the word of God and prophesy and declare. Amen. Don't forget, Ezekiel did the speaking. God told him what to do, what to say, but he did the speaking. Why did God not do the speaking? We've got responsibilities and we've got free will. I can speak life or I can speak death. And we know so many scriptures pertaining to that. Amen. So this is what the sovereign Lord says. Look, I am. You see, I capitalized the A, I am. Because that's God. I am. Every time I see I am and God speaking, I capitalize it because I am. That's who he is. I am going to put breath into you and make you live again. Wow, we. Verse 6. I will put flesh and muscles on you and cover you with skin. I will put breath into you and you will come to life. Then you will know that I am. See the capital? I am the Lord. I am the Lord. Amen. Let me tell you something. This man and the guys I play golf with know that God is God after seeing this miracle. Amen. After seeing this miracle. Amen. They know that I am did this. You see, we do the praying, we do the declarations, but God does the manifestation and the healings and all of that kind of stuff. And we can't get them confused. We've got to know that it's God. I've got my part, he's got his part.
Hi, this is Peter Lowe. I'm excited to be teaching on supernatural business success. Did you know that when Jesus called Peter as a disciple, the very first thing he did for him was to give him a bottom line supernatural business miracle? He caught so many fish that his boat could not contain them all. God wants to give you supernatural results in your business, in your career, and your life. Come and discover how.
Thank you for joining us today. I would like to personally invite you to join us for these two sermons that are being held this coming Sunday, June the 30th at 10 a.m. in the morning and again at 6 p.m. that same evening where there will be impartation. You don't want to miss out on this because God will set you free in your finances so you can become effective in everything you do and advance the kingdom of God. These services will be held at our Port St. Lucie Tradition Town Hall facility. For more information, check us out at christfamilychurch.net or you can call 466-2000. See you there.
WCNO's broadcast day is underwritten by Solus Roofing Company.